Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The shit old show is right back on Blog Talk Radio. It is the absolute truth. I am the one, the only, the king of king himself. I am the hot rod. And on the phone line, I have my shit hole of a partner, the one, the only.
It is Sean Black in the building once again. How's everybody doing?
All right. So once again, I'm sorry that we did not do the show last night. Was Sean was busy, of course, with his family. So we're doing it right now. Hey, you know me, Sean. I cannot take the blame. I'm too good.
But
if anyone out there, you know the number, 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, are you ready to put some people off?
Oh, yes, sir. As we move closer and closer to our fourth year anniversary doing this show. Go figure.
Yeah, of course. And before we get started with our topics, please explain to me why Sean Black, over the weekend in Hawaii, you sent out the message about a nuclear disaster coming to the Hawaiian people, got them scared. We knew you hit that button. Why do you do that?
You're not going to pin this one on me. Because I don't need the government coming after me, even if I make light of it. So, on that note, blame it on the person that actually did it. And if I'm not mistaken, that person got was put on administrative leave.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing a comedian saying he was probably best to keep the job, because if anybody knows what happens if they mess up, that person wouldn't do it again. So
exactly. Let's be honest. If someone squirt like that again, you better off that person. You better off keeping that person at that position. But that's a mistake. Most likely, you will never do it again. Technically speaking, unless you're really that stupid. But you'd be so scared not to do that mistake again. To have all of those people evacuated to shelters, going crazy. And the thing, I think, what drive everybody crazy was. For 38 minutes, there was no way they could have worked fast enough to send out another text that it was just a test or false alarm.
Exactly. And crazier were the amount of texts that were going on during the time that it happened with other people who were texting their loved ones. This is it. I'm just sending a text to say I love you. I can't believe this is going to happen. We'll see each other in heaven. There's like thousands and thousands of texts that went out like that. So. Can you imagine? Well, let me ask you: what would you do if you were in the shoes of the Hawaiian populace having something like that happen?
Yeah.
You're 38 minutes. What would you do?
Easy. Have sex. The world coming to an end. I'm going to die. Get laid. I bet you that's probably what happened in Hawaii. So don't be surprised if there's a baby popping in 9 months from now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I know it's a joke. I just did. But it's a serious thought. You think you're about to die. Either you're going to have your last drink, having sex, or go punch somebody that you don't like. You're in turmoil right now. You don't know what to think. Especially in that situation that you're going to have shelter. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm going to die anyway. Let me just go do something stupid, you know. Let me go tell Sean Black that I hate you. You know, something in that type of form. And
that's got to be that's really a scary thought process, though. It took 38 minutes to tell everybody that you know about, that you care about, you know, how you feel. That's got to be rough.
And you know what? Talk about something scary that I want to address to our fans out there, especially the parents. In case they don't know, there's a new trend that's going on. Okay, I cannot speak for Sean Black, but he's like somewhat of an angel, and he's such a wuss. That's why I call him the sensitive bitch. As a teenager, and teenagers back then, in our era, we done stupid stuff for fun, you know. But what I heard is about this latest trend. I'm like, this generation is that stupid? How stupid can you be to get so much attention on social media or whatever And I know lately everybody be doing these stupid challenges or whatever.
Oh, please stop calling them challenges. Please. That's another thing that drives me crazy. But I digress.
Yes. Okay, these stupidity that's going on. Why are these teenagers or these youths are doing the Tide Pod, I'm sorry to say this, Sean, challenge? For the parents that are out there that don't know, you going on social media, either they're trying to smoke the liquid part of the Tide Pods as a hookah, or they try to eat them. Why? I have no idea. Once again, it's probably just to get stupid attention. You know, how many likes? Let's see, how many likes can I get before I die?
Here's the craziest thing about this is that I remember, I think it was like roughly 10 years ago when these companies decided to make these pods. I mean, maybe a middle of, maybe 15 years, but it hasn't been that long. That it's more convenient, it's more concentrated to actually have the detergent in the little dissolvable pot, because they do it also with dishwashing detergent as well. For those that have dishwashers, they use those, and they dissolve. They actually do a really good job. But there was a campaign back in the day to get kids away from it, so much so they've changed the packaging. Now, in our house, we use those Tide Pods when we wash our clothes, and they actually do a really good job. And they actually had to change the packaging to make them tamper-proof. Now, we don't have any children running around the house. We're all grown. It's just, you know, grown adults. But they made it to the point where it's hard for the adults to open them up. There's supposed to be a warning on here for kids. I never thought I would see the day when you'd have to actually put warning for teenagers and adults not to ingest this stuff. It's not candy. It goes to show you why people do these things, is for attention, that short, quick twitch motion of trying to be famous, internet famous, as they say. This stuff has poison. It's poisonous inside the body.
You'd be internet famous, but you'd be dead.
Oh,
while
yeah.
You're being famous.
Yes.
Or sick or in a hospital. It's like, is this really... I'm sorry, just when I see these things, like, oh, come on, people. And you wonder, and you know, we talk about other countries being shithole. This is really a shithole situation, but this makes no damn sense at all.
I'm actually looking at the back of the package that we have here, and it's saying keep out of reach of children.
Don't eat it.
There are pictures on the back. Don't give to children. Don't put in your eyes. Don't cut the pack open. Don't put it in your mouth. And first aid treatment, if there's a poisonous sign on the back, that should tell you don't ingest it. It may smell nice, whatever is the case. This is the reason why when we look at these commercials where they have some stupid thing or stunt happening, they have to put at the bottom a disclaimer, please do not try this at home. Please do not attempt this. You know why? Because people are in this country are stupid. And they will do whatever they think they see on television and try to mimic it, just like we're seeing with the detergent pods. I shudder to think what's next, chewing on glass.
Well, Sean, do me a favor and lick the pod right now. Tell me how it tastes.
No. You do that, and then you tell me how to do it. What I'd like to know is how the hell do you open this thing now, because they changed up the way that these packs open up for the bag that you take them out of. You push them in and slide it. It's like a giant Ziploc bag, but it has like a pinch snap kind of thing on it. So yeah.
Okay. Are you done?
Oh, I'm done. I'm not the one ingesting this stuff. And you've seen how many of those videos did you see of the reactions of these idiots doing this stuff?
I posted one of them, and I was walked away like stupid.
Yes.
I mean, you get high on soap. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yes, I saw it on the news.
Okay.
And that should tell you how sad it is, especially when the kids are. I know I shouldn't do it, but I did it anyway.
Please, I beg of you,
Hot Rod, I know you have two kids. Please keep them away from this garbage.
Well, you know what? There's a lot we could do for our kids, but we can't control everything, let's be honest. Well, of course, I will try my best to tell them the truth, like, really. You will do stupid things, but don't be that stupid. But I need to talk about shithole countries continue. And I want to make a point before I move on to other people. Because I receive a lot, of course, we receive a lot of criticism for last week's show. Last week's show was very good. And everyone has some good points. But before I go to the callers, I want to say this. I kind of did not explain myself fully about how I feel about Trump vulgar comments. Now they call it vulgar comments now on social media, on the news. I know Sean said they reported, but once again, was there solid evidence or proof? That's debatable. I would like to say no. Do I think Trump said something like that? Of course. That's how Trump is. This is nothing new. But I think, once again, we focus too much attention on what he said. There's a lot going on in this country. There's a lot with this immigration. DCDS or something like DACA. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. For someone to make comments like that, yes, it's wrong. Yes, it's stupid. Yes, he's preaching out his bigotry as racism. But ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first time when he called Mexicans rapists, drug addicts, and all this other stuff. There was another time when he called the senator Pocahontas. So why are we getting so upset about this statement overall? I mean, yes, I'm come from a Haitian background. I'm Haitian. You think I'd be out there protesting with everybody else? No. We need to find other. I think we need to refocus our attention and how to handle this situation. Cato went to the protest. You know what? You do what you want to do. Everybody go out protest. They do everything. Everybody know how I feel about protest. I don't care about protest. If I want to stick it to Trump and to other businesses, I would say it all the time on the air. Money. Find other ways to stick it to them. Going out to the streets and yelling and screaming and telling Trump what he says is not good, not good. Do you think Donald Trump care what the public has to say overall? Yes, making me know that you're upset. But protest after protest after protest. There have been a woman protest. There have been a Mexican protest. There have been all type of protests and marches. How many marches we need to do to get the signal across? I'm not saying give up. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying we need to refocus our attention, find other ways to stick it to our government. Because I understand everybody's getting upset, but at the same time, the news is feeding us this. It's pulling us into our mind overall. And, like, once again, we talk about this every week on the show. It's the same thing over and over. It's like a recycling business. Trump could say, I'm having a nice day, media would turn around and say something negative. So, Sean, before I go to other callers, was there any solid evidence or proof that Trump said those vulgar comments?
Proof as far as, like, something on video?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
So,
no.
Yeah.
But we also know hear me out. The people that were there initially stated that is exactly what was said. This is from more than one person. So I'm not going to get you. I'm not going to let you off the hook on this one. I'm not going to let you off the hook on this one.
No, Sean. Do you have their names?
What you mean? The names that I had. I have to bring them up. But there were at least eight or nine people that were there that listened to the actual comment and then actually walked it back, saying, "Well, they misheard and thought instead of him saying bleep house." A bleep hole, he said bleep house. Irregardless of
bleep,
the fact.
Bleep,
yes.
But once again,
now
they're
walking back the comments of what had happened. This is what's Here's the issue of why this whole thing stinks. Is because if you are on the courage of your own convictions about how you feel about any rhetoric going on when it comes to race relations and immigration policy, because this is where this entire instance happened in a meeting about DACA. If you're going to bring this up and talk about these same comments, and the president for the most part has pretty much admitted it, but he's trying to lessen the blow. To let him off the hook is to miss the point. When you talk about African nations, African people, people from El Salvador and other countries that have dark-skinned people that are not white, And you think about all of the things that happened. He talked about education, et cetera, et cetera. Most people don't realize that a lot of African immigrants that come into the United States, and from the last time I checked, there's at least 1.7 million African immigrants that live in the United States. Between the ages of 25 and a little older, 41% of them have bachelor degrees. So in a lot of instances, a lot of those Africans that come here are much more educated than the people that live here in the United States. So to not want to have them in our country as immigrants makes no sense, because then that helps the country out as far as education, getting better jobs, and then employing other people with that have those smarts and have those skills. They also bring in $40 billion in spending in general from African nations that come into the United States. They pay $1.1 billion in taxes. So all of the stuff that Trump talks about is the stuff that he needs to leave. If he was talking about just in general, where he likes to talk about business, if he was looking at that more than his own bigotry, that would work.
Okay, I have to go to a caller. As always, you did not answer my question. You did not answer my question directly.
Oh, yes, I did.
You go to the chat. You did not answer my question, but I will leave that alone. I will let you off the hook with this one. And let me go to
Phil. No, I answered your question, and I told you there were at least 9 senators that were in the room that heard that whole comment, and they have walked it back. I answered your question.
No,
so now you can go to the caller.
No. Democratic Richard Dumbine and Republican Lindsey Graham, those are the senators that actually confirmed Trump comments. So you did not do your research correctly, Sean Black.
No, there were 9 people in the room. Two of them confirmed, and two of them walked it back. But there were
but
at least 9.
I asked you for names. You didn't give me the names.
Well, you go on ahead, and we bring in the caller.
Phil.
What's up,
okay,
gentlemen? How are you all?
Hey, I don't have all night. Let's go. Let's get started talking. Talk.
Who's God, Rodney? You're unbelievable.
Hot Rod is losing it because he knows that his point has been pretty much thrown under the bus.
No, it's not. I'm ready.
No, you can't. Sean,
you had your point. I need to give it to Phil.
Go ahead. That's what I'm saying. Go on ahead.
Okay. Phil. Okay, listen. With everything that has gone on with Donald Trump, it feels like it's nothing new. And Hot Rod, you alluded it to it earlier. Should we be surprised? No.
Of course not.
I mean, this isn't the first time Donald Trump has said something stupid, and it ain't going to be the last time he's going to say something stupid. You know, the fact that the needs of a country, I think, are not being addressed is what is mind-boggling me. With everything going on in this country, all we're talking about is Donald Trump said this, Donald Trump said that. And, you know, it's reaching a point where it's not going to surprise anybody at all. And, you know, I was talking to my mom about this. She would even go on to tell you, he is a racist. He is mean. He has said demeaning things to women and about women. So that doesn't surprise any people. Donald Trump, he does not stop to think about what he says. And I don't think he's ever done that even before he was president.
Oh, of course not.
Okay.
And as I said it before, New Yorkers know, the people that know about Donald Trump from his days being here in New York, they pretty much knew the deal with what they were getting with Trump being there. So that, as we've all agreed, it's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm. All right, K-Dog.
Go ahead, I'll let K-Dog have the floor.
Hey, guys. How you guys all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
Hey. Well, all I got to say is that this comes as no shock value at all, because remember, this is someone who runs his mouth constantly without even thinking. You know, he's been known for saying controversial things even before he was president, like Sean said. And let's not forget, even during the campaign trail, some of the vile things that came out of his mouth, against certain people, especially the way he attacked the Mexicans the first during the first campaign. And also, let's not forget, also, he's attacked Muslims. He's attacked women. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But, however, I did attend the protest, and I did speak to a couple of protesters. See, I'm doing my homework. But the one thing that I suggested to one protest, I said, listen, yeah, protest, but yet at the same time, you have to have something to back up what you're protesting about. It's not time to agonize. It is time to organize. You know, get people together
very,
to organize.
Very true. For once, I agree with
you
on that statement.
Not just marching. Yes, you can march because, you know, this is not the 1960s. This is 2018. And it's time for people to just organize, put things together.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me go to T. T, you're on the air now.
Hi, good night, guys. I agree with everything that all of you say.
Even me?
My reaction, everybody, I agree with everything you guys, all of you said. But my reaction is like, hashtag, are we still shocked? Are we still shocked? And my question is like, who? Yeah, some people are, but it's like, who recommends Donald Trump, though? He thinks he's the president and he's above everything and he can say what he wants, he can do what he wants, and so forth. He feels no one is above him. Now, that's where the protest comes in. I still agree with protesting. Yes, we are in a different time where protesting, to me right now, is our voices being heard. Somebody has to hear us at some point. You know, when you keep talking to a person, they're going to get tired of it at some point and need to do something about it. I'm drained with him. I don't know about you guys, but I'm drained.
I think all of us, for the most part, have tried to. I think most people took the Trump presidency when he first came in and gave him the benefit of the doubt because most people actually held the presidency with much more esteem than they held Donald Trump. Thinking that
right.
he'd grow into the role,
exactly.
thinking that he that
right.
no matter what kind of crass, racist ideology he brought to the presidency, that the process of being president and everything that entails with that job would actually change him, it's not going to happen. It's almost like being married. Most people getting married will change the person. You have to actually go into the mindset evolving. And we don't believe that Donald Trump is ever going to evolve anywhere past any of the things that he did. He's 71 years old. He's not going to change any of his ideals. We know that.
No. Listen.
So, okay, so
like
excuse me, Sean. On that concept, Sean, what's the big deal now? Because, like you say, he's 71 years old. He has an old-school mentality. So why are we still in a shock value? He's getting away with a lot of stuff right now, whether he quote-unquote said them or not. Why are we still focusing on this? Because now when we talk about his health, who cares about his health? Most of us want him to die already.
The reason why it is important that we talk about it now is, as I stated when we did our show on Friday, the reason why it's important is because when somebody has racist ideals and they have the power to govern based on their own bigotry, that's when it becomes a problem. If you have enough power to make a policy where you can denigrate a particular race, a particular creed, et cetera, and use that because you have the power to, that's when the issue is to be brought up. And this is the reason why protests are happening, why people are going on social media and complaining and saying what they're saying and why they're saying it, how they're saying it. And not necessarily anybody being upset or thinking that, you know, they should have a different mindset about Trump. Nobody's expecting that, and I would be foolish to think that that would be the case. But the process is, if somebody comes out of line based on their job, the United States citizens have to speak up and let the constituents, let everybody know that this is not acceptable. And that's what's happening now.
Okay, excuse me. I have another caller, 313-784. You're on the air. Hello, 313? Oh, okay.
Try again and, try again later, or maybe we'll get you through. Maybe it's the board.
Yeah, well, it could be me, but I'm still drunk. But besides that, okay, Phil. Phil.
You're not the first person to say that this year.
No, but back to K-Dog. You went to the protest, you said. You felt something different. You really felt that the march was really worth it overall? Do you feel like that the Haitian people made something positive, made an impact overall with everything that's going on?
Well, what they did was that yesterday, like T said, there was a voice that went on because there were many, many, many voices from what I heard at the protest, even the mayor of New York City and the head of local 1199 and many other speakers came out to voice out a lot of dissent against the president. But also they pointed out something that was very important. They told the people, listen, we have to vote. It is so important to vote. That's the message that they were pointing out. And like I said before, in speaking with some of the marchers, I spoke to one of the people who work at, there's this bookstore in Harlem called Revolutionary Books. It's on 135th Street. They even said like this, listen, we could march, yes, but it's time to organize. We've been calling for organization since last year. People just need to organize and bring the issues forward and work with people to see what they can do.
Next step.
To turn things around.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. 314-677. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Man, I was
hello,
getting new callers, but... Oh, yes.
How you doing, Lee?
All right. And your name is?
Hello, my name is Bianca. I'm calling from the Midwest.
Oh.
Yeah, how you doing?
You. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you guys don't want me on your show, just tell me.
Oh, no, I love you on the show.
I mean, just tell me.
I love you. No. What do you need to
know? Oh, boy.
No. K-Dog. Seriously, don't start. K-Dog, we respect everybody's opinions on the show. Everybody has time to know an opinion.
Everybody has a right to talk.
But Kato, calm down. Okay?
What exactly did you have on
your
mind?
Go ahead.
The host let me say what I wanted to say. But no, I supported and voted for Donald Trump. Will do again when he runs. But I was looking at this comment that he was supposed to make. And he didn't call people that. He called countries where they're coming from. And it's actually some parts of the country that are just terrible. And I've been to a lot of these countries, especially these West African countries, Egypt, Ethiopia, and so on. And there are areas in those countries where the sanitation, even in the cities, is just terrible. I take Ghana, for instance. They're on High Street. Right behind Barclay Bank is the lagoon where all the open sewers terminate. And that is just terrible. Now, that's not the people's fault. That's the government's fault. So, and you have open defecation in some areas, especially on the beaches and so on. So those are, quote, unquote, terrible places. And some people like to describe them as shitholes. But my issues with Trump, as I told you before, was the issues that he put forth during the campaign, and many of them he's carrying through with. This last issue with the 529 plan, where parents are able to take their savings that they had exemption, saving for their child's college education, now they're allowed to use those funds from kindergarten to college. That's great. That's going to allow parents to be able to put their child where they feel is best for them. And hopefully we will see a mandatory vouchers also with choice with vouchers too. So that's all I wanted to comment on.
Hey, no problem. Those are the only issues that that spoke to you as Trump ran, or were there any other issues that Trump spoke to you as far as being a candidate that you voted for?
We have strong concerns for, you know, these trade agreements, have strong concerns for immigration. We think that immigration should be made to comply with the law. And the taxes, for one, I'm happy that married couples will be able to exempt up to $25,000 of their gross income and excluded from taxation, period. I'm also happy to see that there's no mandatory on the Affordable Care Act. I think that if citizens want to get involved, then let them get involved. And, you know, in your major cities, especially in the Midwest, they have comprehensive health clinics practically everywhere. And a patient can walk into those clinics, and they're charged on a sliding scale based on their income. They've been working just fine.
Okay, may I make a statement here? How you know you're the only person that called it every time, which I appreciate it, and defend Donald Trump like he's a hero or something? Why do you think that you're the one of the few people, especially a black American, that defend Donald Trump so much while the rest of the world are being upset by the statements that he said or some of the things that he's doing right now, especially his first year in office? Like, does it bother you that he quote-unquote, if he said it or not, called other countries shitholes?
Well, no, because I understand what he's saying, being the fact that I have been to these countries. I mean, look at Haiti.
So Haiti is a shithole to you?
No, I say look at the conditions that's going on in Haiti right now. Zambia. Zambia is having a cholera outbreak, and they're burning tires in the street. So I understand what he's saying, and it's also alleged that he said these things. There's no proof that he did. But I like what he's doing so far. I wish that the thing that it shows, he put the ball in a consensus Congress, Democrats and Republicans. And
okay,
let's see what happens.
Excuse me for one second, Mr. 313.
Go ahead, Tisha.
Yeah, I wanted to just say something due to the shithole countries that you've been to, where somebody from England or Norway, somebody from Norway could come here and see certain places in the Midwest that they consider shitholes. So what would you say to that?
Norway has about 40,000, between 40 and 50,000 African immigrants in that country. They're there working more or less. They're getting away from where they came from to go to Norway. That should be mentioned. And yes,
I'm talking about somebody visiting the U.S. What will we say? My thing is his focus should be on his country. Let's build your country up just as good or even better than these countries. That's what I'm saying. Instead of focusing on the negative and calling, disgracing other countries, calling them shitholes, that's a disgrace. You could have used a different word if that's the case.
Well, how do we know he said that it was in private?
There's three people. Just today they were in front of Cory Booker and a few other congressmen on the person from Homeland, actually. I forgot what the lady's name is, but she was saying exactly what was said. He did say it. He still has not denied it. Does anybody not hear fake news 24/7 when he's ready to tell you something is fake news? He has not come out and said it, that
Let me say this. And, you know, getting angry is not going to change anything.
I'm talking from a place of passion, not getting angry at all.
From your passionate heart. That's perfectly fine.
Yes.
I understand it. But I've heard presidents say things before. I've heard Nixon and the things that he said. I've heard President Johnson conversating with Billy Graham on talking about the Brits and the reason why come we have so many blacks in the country. So off-cuff comments go on all the time. It wasn't a comment that was made over the airwaves, so on.
Okay, excuse me one second. 314-677, are you still there?
Yes,
hello.
Yeah, I was just talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you need? What is your name and where are you from? What would you like to say?
Well, I've been talking for the last 2 minutes.
No, this is Lorenzo. I'm calling from Virginia. And
yeah,
how you doing,
Lorenzo?
How you doing? I just wanted to make a comment in regards to Mr. President Trump, or President Trump, excuse me, and you know his comments and the Republicans and the Democrats in this situation was going on today. Like I said, I really, honestly, you know, I think that some of the things that President Trump has done, you know, as far as, you know, Twitter beefing and carrying himself in such a way that to me that is less than what a head of state I would think would do. But nonetheless, I would agree with certain people that do say that President Trump has had good ideas. You know, I feel that the Democrats historically have introduced a lot of perversion, you know, under their and again, this is just me and me bearing witness to scripture. I just feel like the Democrats under their hand, under their rulership of the White House and Senate, they pass a lot of perversion. You know, they're into a lot of things that I would say are what they call anti-family and gender confusion. And they're into a lot of the perversion that has, you know, come to pass in America. They are responsible for, I think, at least with the Republicans. You know, they are more, you know, what they would say conservative of their values. I also feel that, you know, if you want somebody that's going to tell you the truth and keep it real, you can't be hurt when that truth comes out. I mean, if that man feels that certain countries are less than, you know, and he says that, again, unprofessional as a head of state. But if that's the truth, then that's the truth. I mean, Clinton and these other people, they smile in certain people's faces. But behind the scenes, they were setting up laws and setting up things that hurt you more than anybody. So I'm like, well, as a black man, you know, American black man or whatever, you know, people consider Bill Clinton to be a black president, or they like Bill Clinton because of certain things, how he carried himself. But he admits and apologizes for some of the laws that he created that locked us up wholesale in the prison industrial complex. So am I to look at a smile and a person that takes on certain mannerisms that we like to say that this is a good president for me, or am I to look at the person that's truthful and will tell me the truth to my face no matter how much it hurts myself to let me know what I should do next? I think that black society, again, only speaking for the society I grew up in, was left with a heritage, or left with an inheritance of wanting to make it in white society and wanting to get these people to accept us in their society. And I think when a person like, I don't know, Trump comes and he tells you the truth of your condition, he tells you that you're living like an animal and a savage in the south side of Chicago and you're gunning each other down like animals. And, you know, we don't want to hear that truth, but it's the truth. You know, sometimes the truth is the truth and the truth hurts. And you have to accept the truth to be better off. That's what I'll say. You know, I'll say that about Mr. Donald Trump.
Thank you,
Lorenzo. Can I make another comment?
Oh, hold on. I got to give this to other people now. I'm sorry. Phil, so what are you thinking? What's your thoughts about that, what Lorenzo said?
No, he makes a lot of valid points. And, you know, here's the thing, and I probably said it a million. I probably said it on Friday, too. When you are the leader of this country, you need to watch what you say and how you say it. Instead of saying that these countries are shitholes, he could have said, you know, these countries are in terrible, the conditions are terrible, and something needs to be done about it. Maybe if he would have said it in that way, you know, maybe people would, you know, would be more adherent to it. I mean, when I said it Friday, I said, when we talked about the immigration, I said, people coming here are looking to get away from those conditions to make a better life for themselves here, because the governments of those countries, I don't think they care about their people, that they're only in it for themselves.
All right, Sean, but I know you have a lot to say, but one more thing I want to add to you. You want to address that. Everybody is upset about Trump, right? And what the gentleman said, refresh my memory of a question I wanted to ask Cato earlier. Remember when Hillary Clinton and Clintons robbed money from Haiti, from charity? Well, I'm sure there was some outrage about that, but not like a huge cry compared to Donald Trump and when he called the country, quote-unquote, shell. Why do you think that?
Well, personally, I think overall there's this distrust, and probably so for a lot of people with anybody with the last name Clinton, especially over the last maybe 5 or 10 years. As far as the ire and the hatred as far as Trump goes right now, there's one thing about being a lightning rod to bring attention to certain things. It's also another thing to not necessarily say, well, he lacks tact, or he lacks a certain type of quote-unquote presidential way of saying what he feels is truthful. But the problem with this is that in this the democratic view of other countries looking at the United States for leadership and are looking at the United States to figure out where to go on foreign policy and how they take care of home before they take care of other places and a lot of the things that are going on. When you hear these comments, especially businesses that have to do business with the United States, and they employ lots and lots of people from these countries that Trump has allegedly stated derogatory comments about, you start to hear companies like Apple and companies like Amazon and other companies that are out there that are doing business in and around the United States saying things now that go against what the quote-unquote American ideal was supposed to be about. So when they hear these kinds of comments coming from the United States, they're starting to wonder what's going on. When you look at the things that Trump does as far as his Mar-a-Lago estate or his resort in Florida, a lot of people that work at his Mar-a-Lago estate are from the quote-unquote asshole countries that he's talking about. So there's a lot of hypocrisy in that sense. But he has no problem jumping down the throats of people from these countries. And even if you don't know anything about Trump or any of the countries that he has talked about or stated these comments about, most of the people that are listening to this that are either of Haitian descent or African descent or from El Salvador or from some of these other places, to hear that from the person that's supposed to represent the United States is hurtful, tasteless, and lacks complete tact in that sense. And when you govern based on how you feel in a certain way towards any race, any creed, any religion, that is when it becomes problematic. That's where all this anger is coming from.
Okay. Can I make a comment, please? Yeah, make a comment, because I have to go to the next topic. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Apparently somebody threw, for instance, Nigeria in the picture. Well, Trump okayed the sale of weapons to the Nigerian military so that they could fight terrorists in the northern region. Obama refused to sell them because he wanted to put stipulations on the country as it applied to same-sex and abortion and on demand. So when you read the paper, especially in Lagos, they love Trump. Vietnam, they love Trump. But you don't hear that. It's only this one-way story. I'm happy to be one of the 13% of black American males that voted for Trump. I think there's more than that because I talk to them all the time. We like his policies. We think they're great.
All right.
And we Thank will you. Fight to defend this country.
Thank you. Lorenzo, would you like to make a last statement? Lorenzo, 314-677, you'd like to say anything else?
May I make a last statement?
I'm sorry?
I think he might have hung up. I'm not sure.
He's still on the line. Hello.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Till next week.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Can you get back online? I want to skip this topic. We got 14 minutes left.
Yeah, let's skip this topic.
Okay. Sean, tell the story of genuine.
You see, I said I was going to say
Get off. Quiet now. Thank you.
All right.
Sean, quickly, tell the story of genuine and why and transgender, quickly.
Okay. The quick synopsis of it was genuine, we all remember being an R&B singer, was on is one of the celebrities that's on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. And apparently there was a conversation on the show where there is a transgender woman who had a conversation that they brought on, and he asked, would you kiss or date a trans woman? The woman's name is India Willoughby. And she brought it up that, you know, she wanted to know if you would date a transgender woman, and he said no. He, forget about the fact that he's married and he has kids, he flat out said no. So she brought up the idea, if it, the fact that I am trans, that's the issue. And for the most part, it probably did. But then after that little debate, which makes sense to have if you're trying to have that discussion, she then tried to kiss him forcefully on the show. Now, here is the problem where we've been talking about a lot of this, the backlash that happens in certain instances. The fact that he refused her or her kiss, now the internet has jumped all over Genuine as being some kind of bigot, some kind of person against being against transgender people. Well, I'll ask you this, Hot Rod. Based on that story and based on what's happened with the background there, do you believe that he has the choice to say yes or no and then not be railroaded by the social media, or do you think he should have been more sensitive? What do you think based on the topic?
Okay, I'm going to answer this, then I'm going to transfer it to Tisha because, you know, of course, ladies first.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did the right thing, and like you stated, Sean, earlier, he's married. You're on national television. You have an image to protect and everything besides his career and marriage. But let's say they did kiss, whether it's for TV or not, whether the producer told him to do it. That might put his marriage in question and his career in question. Like, and you know what? You think they're attacking him to be homophobic or transgenderphobic. Now they're probably attacking him like, oh, now you're gay. Now you like transgender, blah, blah, blah. And he probably would tell them, no, that's not the case. People like to jump to conclusions and like to talk nonsense on social media and internet because everyone can talk that. But Genuine have an image to protect. He's on the show because he needs the money because he have not done music in a long time.
And especially since he's in England on top of that.
You know. Mm-hmm. So it's like why people are attacking someone? But the question is, like, the transgender tried to forcefully kiss on him. And he say no, respectfully. Now, when the tables has turned, he's trying to force a kiss on her. All hell will have broken loose, sexual assaults, sexual harassment, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Let's get the hot rod on the phone, what he think about this, all this other nonsense. So, Tisha, what is your intake about that as a woman? Because you've seen this happen all the time. People go to the bars, have a couple of drinks. Guys mm-hmm. or girl could probably force themselves on a kiss on them, and it happened. Do you think that's like a form of sexual assault or just miscommunication?
Well, I actually saw the clip, and to me, Genuine made his point clear when, you know, the transgender person asked him, you know, would you even date me if I didn't tell you I was transgender? He said, no. He made the point clear. She still came on to him, and this is something that we've spoken about in a previous show where women do flirt with the guys, but it's always the guys it's their fault. In this, I see it's her. She kind of forced herself onto him and also forced her opinion. Like, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? So if I'm telling you no, 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 and now you're asking me, well, why wouldn't you? Of course the media is going to say, oh, Genuine, oh, sounds like he's homophobic and this, that. Why should he sound like he's homophobic if he told her, no, I would not date you? No, no, no.
Here's the slope that a lot of people look at. What if
you know,
this? What if India Willoughby had brought up
India
the question
Willoughby,
instead of
mm-hmm.
saying being transgender? What if she said, "Would you ever date a black person? Or would you ever date an Asian person?" then we would see a completely different conversation. But it's only because this is the genesis of what's happening with how people are reacting to the transgender movement and how to actually either talk or have the conversation with one without offending, and two, also being much more understanding about the situation.
You know, in the clip, he was kind of understanding, because like the other transgenders that was on the show was also explaining, you know, certain situations, and do you think that it would take away from like a man's masculinity? He said, no, it's just not something I would do. I heard him say no so many times, but it wasn't clicking. It was like she was kind of forcing her opinion and forcing herself on him, if you ask me.
Well, I got Brother B on the line right now. Brother B?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just woke up on my way to work trying to get my mind right. What up?
Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, we're talking about K-Dawg and how much he loves transgenders. K-Dawg, what's your intake?
Man, listen.
K-Dawg, go ahead.
What's up? Listen, all I got to say about the whole situation was that Genuine clearly made his point clear. Now, everyone has a right to their own opinion, and you know, whatever way you feel about it, especially when it comes to the transgender situation. Now, you gotta think about it as a man, as a heterosexual man. He doesn't see that person as a female. That person is still a male, especially when you're transgender. You understand what I'm saying? So his opinion was very clear that he did not want, you know, to kiss him.
But I think the moral of the story is, like, transgenders, I think to some degree they find it hard to date the opposite sex sometimes. So I think
yes,
it is a good conversation to have with adults, not with kids, with adults.
No.
Do you think
if
a person, if a heterosexual dated a transgender, what do you classify that label as? Do you think that person is gay or not gay?
They
you
dated
know,
the transgender, knowing that it was a transgender or not knowing?
Knowing
that it's a transgender.
Knowing, okay.
That's a very interesting question because one could, it's like, wow, would you consider that person gay? Because especially if they knew that it was a transgender. You see, some people.
Remember the movie The Crying Game?
One thing I want to know is what part of the male changed? Just to, listen.
Exactly.
You could put a cucumber inside a banana peel. It's still going to be a cucumber. So
it
it's
is.
Like, what part changed? It's just the outside, but. You are a man, and I don't care how you try to label it.
Yeah, because you know what? There you go, Bodabi, because this is the thing. When it comes to transgender, they cannot have menstruation like a female. They cannot get
pregnant. They can't
make kids.
They
cannot have children like a female. There's no way.
And not only that, but the emotional state.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't just act like you know what a woman goes through just because
you can't.
I feel like a woman. No.
And there was a gay guy that did say that. He said like this, he doesn't agree with the transgender. That how do you know how a woman feels?
Can I ask you guys, because it's all guys on the panel, I have a question
right.
for
sure.
you guys
sure.
with this. I definitely want to ask you
gay.
This.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, it's always easy for, like, let's say women to come out, but you have some guys, they may be married, dating, and they keep saying, oh, I'm straight, but they're on the down low. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. You're dating or, you know, you're with a transgender, let's say, you don't consider yourself gay, you still feel like you're straight, whatever the case may be. From you guys'
right.
point, why is it so hard for guys, they always – well, I don't want to say always because I don't know on that side. That's why I'm asking you. But it's so hard for them to just fully come out. They'll still keep it kind of masked, and they'll still, you know, do things on the side with a man while they're still with a woman or with a transgender. Why do you think it's like that and it's easier for women to come out?
Can I
it's
answer
called
this
male pride.
Go ahead.
called a male
pride.
Male pride
and ego. And also
yeah.
ego.
But
it's part
shouldn't...
of it. But more pride.
But why?
More of a
why?
Pride.
You're
my
also endangering a woman, but why?
I give that to Sean. Sean, so he has a lot of pride. Sean, I give that to you for a minute.
In a male-dominated society, where we've been hearing for the last hundreds and hundreds of years, it's the male that has to go and make the money, the male has to go out and kill the animal, to bring food on the table, blah, 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 and the woman is supposed to cook
why?
Everything, et cetera, et cetera.
Why are you going that far?
Because that's
far?
Where a lot of the genesis of the thought process is, and I'm going to tell you why. When that thought process is ingrained in the American male for 3, 4, 5,000 years or however long it's been, and then within the last, say, 50 or so years, you have that complete mindset change. It's the societal part that has changed from what is considered, quote-unquote, normal to now we have these things that are happening that you have to make, quote-unquote, concessions about. The thought process and changing the attitude towards what is male, what is female, what is accepted behavior between male and female. And if a male has, I guess, curiosity or is trying to explore whether they're gay or not, they don't want to fully come out unless they know that there will be no repercussions for their actions, mostly because of,
okay.
like you said, ego and pride.
Bottom okay, line. Excuse me. Phil? Phil?
Yo.
What are your thoughts?
Okay, I'll put it to you this. Let me say it like this. In answer to that question, I think a lot of males another reason why they might be afraid to come out is they may get assaulted and beaten up just because they're gay.
Exactly.
And
that comes with it.
That's got to be a big part
yeah.
of it. Now, as far as being a transgender, listen, you could do whatever you want on the outside, but inside – you still have the body of a male, and I don't care what you – and it's like a couple of you guys just said. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if you're transgender, and guess what? If you're still roaming around and have your tree trunk cut off, guess what?
So?
You're still a male. That's how I look at it.
You know what? I got to kind of ask a question. Yo.
Go ahead.
Why are we talking about this? Why, like,
exactly.
One thing I understand.
Why don't you ask Hot Rod at this show?
No,
it is Hot Rod.
I'm tired. I have
wow.
to admit, I'm tired of feeling like somebody else's agenda is being forced on me. Like, I don't run around forcing my blackness on anyone because, you know, of course, sometimes that community wants to compare their struggle to what black people went through. I don't go around forcing my blackness on anybody. So I don't see why it has to be a problem just because I don't cater to you or cater to what you want, or I choose not to acknowledge what you choose to be. If that's who you choose to be, then you have to be comfortable within yourself and stop looking for somebody else to accept it. Because I don't look for anybody to accept the fact that I'm black. So don't look for me to accept the fact that you are what you are. If you cool, you cool. But they're making more of a big deal about who they are, because there are people out there like, I don't care if you're gay, I don't care if you're straight, I don't care if you kiss dogs in the mouth. Check this out. If you don't get on my nerves, I'm cool. That's that. So why do you have, like, I don't understand why it's such an opposition. Why is it such a problem? Why does it have to be like you need to know who I am and acknowledge it and accept it? Don't force me. Because that pisses
me
off.
Brother B. But my major question that I really don't understand what the statement that you said that, you're black? You really black? I don't want this time I know you.
Sometimes
God.
I think so. Sometimes. I just think that people get really offended if certain people get offended, like, oh, you have a problem with gay, oh, you're homophobic. Wait a minute. Just because I'm not gay, I'm homophobic? Because that's what a lot of them think. Like, just because I'm not gay, I don't have a problem
sorry.
With gay people. No. So, but
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Label me something.
It's the end of the show now, guys. We got 20 seconds left. Tisha, K Dog, Sean Black, Phil Fisher, Brother B, thank you so much for another crazy show tonight. Tune in next
two
week to another
that we had
Absolute
also.
Truth. Oh, yeah. Lorenzo,
that's
another
right.
caller from St. Louis. Thank you so much
the
for
Uncle
being a
Toby.
Part of this crazy show. Oh, boy. Here we go again. Have a good night, everyone. Take care.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
And a pleasure
thinking
going
of you, Anitra.
Yeah, Anitra.